This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. After a one-year pandemic delay, the Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway Friday with a scaled-back opening ceremony. The event in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium will only have about 900 dignitaries and other officials attending because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled. Bars have been asked to not serve alcohol. The torch relay, an Olympic mainstay, was replaced by online lighting ceremonies. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. First known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is